Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 18th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Wednesday the 13th of August 2025. You know, on our show we have various different topics that we discuss during the course of our program, and alhamdulillah there was a lot of comments and messages that came through, and he says, Brother Sulaiman, can you please discuss this particular topic? And that is the famous line, behind every delay there is khair. Behind every delay there is khair, and there is goodness. Now, my dear respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we always, in this world that we are living in, it's always such a rat race. And sometimes we want to meet, or we want to beat the deadline, or we want to beat the traffic in the morning. But somehow or the other, there's some sort of obstacle that is preventing us from leaving at the appointed time in the morning. Maybe you forgot your wallet, you got into the car, and you realize, like, oh no, you know what, I've forgotten my wallet at home. We go back upstairs, you collect your wallet. Then your child is there, is going to school, then he delays you, he or she delays you, your child delays you for some reason, and now you're in this hurry and you want to leave. And you know what, you already said, like, you know what, I need to leave at a certain time to beat that particular traffic. And in the morning, you know, there's traffic in the morning, or there's something else that comes up. Maybe some guy broke down, or there was something or the other that was preventing you from getting or leaving your house at an appointed time. But when you leave at another time, after you want to, what time you want to leave, and then you realize that if you had left on that appointed time, you would have been involved in an accident. No? And Allah Ta'ala made it such that He postponed the time for you. He created that delay for you. And when you left and you looked and you saw that, you know what, if I had left on time, I would have been involved in this particular accident. And that is why there was khair in that moment. But we as humans and we as insan, we cannot see this. We cannot fathom it, because we want everything to be done our way. Be it, even if you want to get married. Use me for example, right? It has been so many years, and it is still going on, that I want to settle down. I want to start a family again, you know? But why is it there is a delay? You know, I see everybody else, or people that I know that have been divorced, that are now married before me. But there is khair in it. Behind every delay, there is khair. Maybe you got married and it never worked out. The partners, the people, the two people weren't compatible. We end up in another divorce. Now we know the ramification and the punishment or the azab, or how severe that it is when you issue a talaq. As he said, that the arsh of Almighty Allah shakes. It is one action, and there's a whole surah dedicated to Surah Talaq. It's mentioned in the Quran, but it's one of the most detested actions of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given a man three chances, not one, not two, but three chances. He's got those three bullets. The first one, he makes a mistake, he can take his wife back. And the second one, you know, then you have to perform a new nikah, give new mahar, all that there. Then you got one left. And my dear respected listeners, that one bullet, when he fires that one bullet, there is no turning back. You can't say, oh, you know what, I gave it out of anger, I gave it out of I was angry and I was upset and I just gave all three. No. That is why when you are angry, when you feel the frustration building up inside of you, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Go and make wudu. Change your posture. If you're sitting down, stand up. Go for a walk. Calm your head. Because when you give answers in anger, when you give answers in emotion, then you will realize that, you know what, this is the mistake, or this is the error, or the sin that I've committed. Because why? You gave that answer in a fit of rage, but not thinking with a clear head, but rather your head was clouded and you couldn't think straight. Now, there's, like we drifted apart a bit, but the thing is, we need to understand and realize that behind the delay, behind everything in life, there is always khair in it. You must always look at the positivity of it. Don't ever look at it as a curse or a burden or a sin. That, you know what, why didn't I get this particular job? Why didn't I get married? Don't ever question your taqdeer. Because Allah Ta'ala's timing is the most perfect. Allah Ta'ala knows what is good for you. Allah Ta'ala knows what is good for you. And He will give you something that will be of benefit and of benefit to you. Because Allah Ta'ala always wants what is good for us. Allah Ta'ala will never put us in a situation which we cannot handle. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala will never burden a soul in which they cannot handle. There's many things that we go through in life. And we think to ourselves, and what we must never, ever do this. Why me? Don't ever question why me. Look at the greatest creation of Almighty Allah. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He went through so much in his life. He buried so many of his family members. But he had that patience, he had that sabr. You know, so just like that, don't ever question Allah Ta'ala as to why He is taking so long, or don't ever feel that your dua is not accepted. Allah Ta'ala accepts everyone's duas. But Allah Ta'ala knows when your dua is needed, when that dua that you made maybe 6-7 years ago, that dua will come into place now. We will forget about it. We pick our hands up and we say, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Allahumma inni as'aluka, whatever it is. We make that dua, you know, time of tahajjud. We make dua. We forget about it, but Allah Ta'ala never forgets. Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing, all-knowing. And then maybe a couple years down the line, you see that your dua you made, those years are now being answered. So behind every delay, there is khair. And always remember, you know, there's an English saying, don't take it as a setback, but rather take it as a greater comeback. Don't take it as a setback, but rather take it as a better or a greater comeback. And the thing is, when we feel, or when we look at khair, or the behind every delay, right? We must say, and we must always have that, tawakkal in Almighty Allah. That's the thing. That's the beauty of having tawakkal. When you have tawakkal in Allah and you put your affairs, your matters in the hands of Almighty Allah, you say, Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Ya Allah, I'm handing over my affairs to you. You know what is best for me. If something doesn't go right for us, we say, Alhamdulillah kulli hal. If something goes good for us, we say, Alhamdulillah. You know, all praise due to Almighty Allah. Now, we discussed how the human mind and the human perspective is so limited and is so compact that we can't comprehend as to how vast the word khair is, or the word delay. Because we, from an Islamic perspective, we don't look at it as it from a holistic point of view or from a larger picture. We just look at it that, you know what, I wanted this thing now. But why didn't I get it? I needed to go at a certain point. Maybe you needed to go for an interview, and there was traffic and there was delay, and you missed the interview by 5 minutes. And the company that you went to, they are very strict on the time. 8 o'clock was 8 o'clock. And now you're there 8:05, and they said, sorry, we cannot take your interview. Don't look at it as you lost an opportunity, but rather look at it as Allah Ta'ala's protection. Allah Ta'ala was saving you and protecting you from something which you thought was good. But Allah Ta'ala protected you, because what if you went into that job and then Allah forbid that we lost our iman? Huh? That we stop reading our salah, we stop reading our Quran, we stop remembering Almighty Allah. Why? Because we got what we wanted. Allah Ta'ala is using Allah Ta'ala's master plan. Allah Ta'ala's plan is the best. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. We don't understand the planning and the style and the beauty behind Almighty Allah. But when we realize that it was not meant for me, and we have that thinking that, Ya Allah, whatever you give me, I accept. Then you will see how our life will be flowing. Because why? We got that trust. We got that faith in Almighty Allah. And like I mentioned earlier, in Surah Baqarah, that you will like something but it's not good for you. And here's a Quranic verse in Surah Baqarah, verse 216. And the translation goes as follows. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you not. So just like that, how we mentioned that maybe you wanted a particular item, you wanted a particular job, you wanted to buy a car, and it wasn't really working out for you. And everything that you tried, everything that you did, it wasn't coming right. Is that not a divine intervention? Is that not a divine answer for you to say, hey, listen here, this item is not for you. Give it up, because Allah Ta'ala has something better in store for you. If you have any experiences where you went through such things, drop me a message, 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. There's many a times that, like for example, this morning, I was on my way to work, and there was, like, I woke up early, right? Like my normal time that I wake up. But I found things to do in the house. I could have left home like a whole 20 minutes earlier. But for some reason, Allah Ta'ala made it such that there were things in and around the house that I needed to do. Right? And I went on like my normal morning. I read my dua before leaving the house. Got into my car, started everything. I got to the particular off-ramp. And just before that off-ramp, there was an accident. If I had left earlier, or had left at the appointed time that I was supposed to leave, Allah forbid, I would have been in an accident. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that you delay. You know, used everything to let me leave at that certain time. If you had any feeling or had any experiences of this year, like I said, drop me a message on 084-786-3132. Now, when there's a delay in anything happens in our life, don't look at it as a problem, but rather look at it as a protection from Almighty Allah. Like I mentioned, that the delay was a protection from the accident that I seen. And the delay might have given you an unexpected opportunity. For example, the delay in a meeting or a particular meeting that you were going for, it might have given you the time to prepare better, connect with someone who, or someone you wouldn't have otherwise. So there's khair in every delay. Always remember, behind every delay there is khair. And you know what, that is one thing I live by. And my beloved father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, always taught me, he said, Bah, behind every delay, there is khair. Always remember that. Never understood it as to what he really meant by saying, behind every delay is khair. Behind every delay, there is khair. But now in life, when I'm going through life, now I can see it and I can understand his words when he said, behind every delay, there is khair. Many people will tell you also, and this delay forces us to slow down if you are in a rush. Time, Allah Ta'ala's timing, literally forces you to say, you know what, hold on, calm down, take it slow. In that time, in that moment, that Allah Ta'ala is delaying that time for you, it gives you a time to remember Almighty Allah. Maybe you never had time to make your zikr in the morning, and now you're stuck in traffic. There is a goodness in it, because Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunity, make that istighfar that you had in your heart, that you wanted before you left. You read the Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You have time to read that tasbihat, to make the zikr of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. Verily, the zikr of the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. So, in that rush, that we want to go here, go there, go there. Allah Ta'ala has given us something much more precious, something better, a better gift for us. And that is the gift of zikr. And to remember his name, to call out his name and make dua. You know, it gives us the time. And it is also a reminder that you must have patience when it comes to any delay. Anything that happens, don't blow out of proportion. You know, sometimes you get road rage and you start fighting with the people unnecessarily. But rather because why? You want to get to a certain point at a certain time. But remember, have patience, have sabr. Even if it's better to get there to your place 5 minutes later, safely, than rushing and causing harm to yourself and to the vehicle. Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is complete. These delays are often forms of protection. You must look at it as a protection for us. That Allah Ta'ala has given us such an opportunity to get closer to Him. Because many a times we would think that this is what I want. And then we get upset. Then we start making blasphemous statements. We don't realize it. But out of that rage, out of that fit, we say this and that. And you know, it can cause harm to our life in what we do in the future. You know, so you must always remember, don't ever say things when you are in emotion. When you are in that motion and you have in that bad emotion of anger. Anger is a terrible thing. And anger can lead to destruction, can lead to breaking of family ties and to the marriages. And the worst thing is when a family or a husband and wife are divorced. There's narration that Shaitan is the happiest, then he tells his minions that you have done something excellent today. Wa na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our families, protect our progeny. Ameen. So always remember, so the next time when you're stuck in traffic, or you're waiting for a call, or a plan doesn't fall through, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Take a deep breath, relax, calm, and know that behind every delay, there is khair, there is wisdom, there is hikmah behind everything. Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners. He knows what He is doing. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on time, wal asr, by time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, man is at a loss. Why Allah Ta'ala has picked on time, has took a qasam on time? Because we're rushing. Imagine, we're rushing in this world, but we don't have time for the person, for the creator who created this world, who created vast universes around us that we don't even know. as creatures in the depth of the sea that that scientists haven't even discovered. They say that they only discovered not even 2% of the ocean. Now imagine, they only discovered 2% of the ocean. And how massive is this world? That's why always have that faith, that trust and yakin in Almighty Allah, that you know that Allah Ta'ala is in control of my life. Yes, we don't go and do stupid things and then we say, no, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. No. Allah Ta'ala says, tie your camel. Tie your camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tie your camel. Be careful, be cautious. Do what needs to be done, but tie your camel. With that being said, inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. If you have any incidents or any requests or any stories that you'd like to share with us, send it on the number 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I'd love to hear your particular experience or what you went through. If you can remain anonymous, and if you have a story to tell us, we'd love to hear it on how you experienced behind every delay, there is khair. 20 minutes to 11 Central African time.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Allah, 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 इंतहा लाखों तने हैं सामने बैठा हूँ मैं मायूस कुन आए ना कोई मुझे थामने अल्लाह अल्लाह तू मेरी सुन ले सदा मायूब हूँ तेरा करम पर्दा रखा इज्जत भी दी बढ़ के औकात से दौलत भी ताकत भी और वक्त भी कर दे खता हर माफ तू फहरिस्त इसिया को छोड़ दे अल्लाह अल्लाह तू मेरी सुन ले सदा रंगीनियों खुद गर्जियों में है गुजार ये उमर है आरज़ू बस एक यही कर दूं तेरे नाम शामो सहर तस्कीन दिल हासिल करूं रुख अपनी जानिब तू मोड़ दे अल्लाह अल्लाह तू मेरी सुन ले सदा लबे रहे जिक्रो दुआ और तुझसे मैं
डरता रहा करके अमल कुरान पे जन्नत की राहों पे चलता रहूं खिदमत करूं इस्लाम की तावे का गम तोड़ दे अल्लाह अल्लाह तू मेरी सुन ले सदा रोता रहा सजदों में जो दिल में लिए उम्मत का गम पढ़ता रहूं मैं तोहफतन अपने नबी पे दुरूद हर कदम और रूह जब तन से जुदा जन्नत की जानिब चले दौड़ कर अल्लाह अल्लाह तू मेरी सुन ले सदा
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, we will make out the podcast. The programs that are to follow 11 a.m. will be Maulana Zaid Khan, and then from 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Maulana Zaid Khan. That will be from 11 to 12. Then from 12 to 1 will be the News Hour with Alpha Sinkosi. 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah Tawbah, verse 61. And thereafter, the Tafsir of Surah Ali Imran, and that will be from 1:30 to 2. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch hour. The 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the tafsir you're going to hear from 1 to 1.30. That is of Surah Tawbah, verse 61. And thereafter, 7.30 to 8 will be 7.30 to 8 will be Maulana Dawood Sidat. 8 to 9 will be Medical Files with myself, Brother Suleiman, and Dr. Amin Melrose. And inshallah, we're going to be discussing obesity. We're going to be discussing obesity. So that's a lineup from now until 9 p.m. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Mid-Morning Show. We say Fi Amanillah, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.